When I first recorded this podcast, I didn't intend for it to be a two-parter, but it ended up being a two-parter. So this is part one. I just wanted to share my heart because so many times we start something with good intentions and then life gets unbalanced. And if we don't look at the reasons why, if we don't experience the, give yourself the grace to see what's going on and to address it, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. So today is a very vulnerable episode for me, sharing how my life has been out of balance. And the part two is going to talk about what I did to get it back into balance and how just a simple mindset shift changes everything. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. In a while, we need a gut check. We need a recenter. We need a rebalance. We need something to kick our pants in order to get things in order. And this is something that happened to me recently. This is something that I'm not proud of this. And you're gonna don't judge me. All right, don't judge me as I'm telling you this. I'm being vulnerable. I'm sharing here. In hopes that if you have found yourself in this position as well, that it will give you some grace and give you some insight to how to rebalance and how to see if we are out of whack. So a little bit about, things that have been going on in my life. I'm homeschooling, which by homeschooling, my kids, we are using it. We're going through a community. We have a curriculum that we follow. The kids are also middle school and high school. And this curriculum, it is child led. Like, we have all the materials, and throughout the years, it's set up to make them more and more independent. So it's set up to be less hands on for me as their teacher, and more for, they dive into it. It's really to teach them how to think, how to learn, how to research, how to ask good questions. And with that, with the homeschooling, and honestly, I do love it. I see the benefits of it. I'm not good at it. In my mind, we will sit and we'll work on things together and all this, but that's not reality. Especially when you have independent teenagers, especially when you work from home. And if you've worked from home before, or a job that you took home with you, you're never away from work. Like, it is taking really specific, intentional action to set down work. And I've really been the last couple of months, at the end of my work day, turning it all off and not thinking, oh, I need to do this, or oh, I should send this email, or oh, let me just take this training, oh, I need to watch this video. I've been trying to set my calendar up to be able to disconnect from work, because it is work. And so one of the things I wanted to share today is our purpose, though it is so crucial and it's important. I had this moment of, Tammy, how did you let it get this far? How did you let it switch so much? And it's easy. It's because I'm good at what I do. I am good at coaching, and it comes easy, and I love it, and I love learning, and I love hearing stories.
I love helping women see what they're capable of. I love helping them see what God's highlighting to them. I love helping them see their strengths. And when I am with a client, they are excited as well. And so it flows. It feels good. Sitting, homeschooling a teenager who doesn't want to learn Latin, and I don't know Latin myself, or says this is stupid, and I don't need this when I grow up, and why are you making me do this? And I remind them that this was your choice. Like, you wanted this as much as I did. Like, in fact, you guys wanted it more. It was you guys who brought it to me and convinced me that it was the right way. And then it was, you know, a lot of prayer and being like, please God, don't make me do this, to know that I actually really did want to homeschool. But you can see how work is fulfilling. It's fun. It comes easy, and homeschooling doesn't. And so I have been putting homeschooling in between my work. And I read this devotional is talking about, talks about entrepreneurs, it's, you know, faith-based entrepreneurs, and creating the work that we're doing. And basically the statement said in my mind and in my heart, God translated it to, family is not an interruption of your purpose. It is your purpose. And I heard this and I'm like, of course it is. And then I go and look at my calendar and I look at my actions. I look at the things that I've done, and I've looked at the stress that my family's been under. We've had a lot of emotional distress, a lot to do with grief. We're in a grief season. We're coming out of it. It's different. It is, and this is a whole nother conversation that I will, but to give you some depth and some legs, is it's been 12 years and we have always been the three of us, myself and Isaac and Lindis. And now we have Kyle in our lives, who wants to be a part of our life. He wants to blend and he wants to be a part. And there's there's all those dynamics, you know, like here he is a, you know, a grown man who is inviting another man into his life who he can't meet, he doesn't know, holds a place in the hearts of the people that he wants to love. And so you can just imagine the depth there, it's easy in one way and hard in the other, and it's emotional. And then it's, you know, there's just a lot of dynamics there. Right. And then you add in 14-year-old, you added puberty, you add into, you know, she was the child at, you know, on Santa's lap. Like, we could have made a Hallmark movie from her where she would, you know, saying that I want to know what it's like to have a dad, at home. I want to know what it's like to have a dad alive. Like, she would qualify it. But it's there, you know, so now all of a sudden we have this man who is wanting to step in, wanting not to replace, not to fill the shoes, but to use his gifts and his strengths and, you know, support and love and honor her dad by stepping into that position. And so there's been a lot of emotional, because it's hard for me as an adult to balance loving two men and in very different ways, and carrying both the grief and the widow card, which I don't have to put down, and this partner and relationship card that I am loving and that I adore and I'm so grateful for. So if it's hard for me, imagine what it's hard, you know, hard for a 14-year-old going through puberty to deal with this. All right. So we've got a lot going on, and it was easy for me to focus on work. And I justified it because it was my purpose. It is my purpose. It is what I want to do. I'm good at it. It's easy. I love it. And I'm making a difference. And it's so much, you know, I get validation from my clients saying, Tammy, you helped me. I get my, you know, I get wins from them and tell me like how the systems or the brain pie we put into place, these rewires we've put into place, are affecting their lives, how it's improving their lives. And so without realizing it, I made my family an interruption of my purpose. And I'm so ashamed to think that that happened. And I'm like, I give myself grace because I know that's not my intention. I know, and I justify, because when my business is growing, we get more opportunities. Like, we're going to travel overseas next year for a speaking event, which I'm super excited about. I have some really cool, I have a really cool guest coming on to my podcast in the next, it'll probably air end of May, because it's with their publicists and PR and all of that. Like, it takes some time and some approval, and they want to have a final approval on the podcast before I, before I air it and all of that, which I'm cool with. But all of these things, like, there's one area, it keeps growing. And then I would walk out of my office and there's, you know, it's like, oh, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this. And related with my teenage son, who's also pulling away because he's older, like, it's a mix of everything. And so I give myself grace, knowing that I didn't put the first thing the first thing. I, you know, all those saying, put the main thing the main thing, the first thing the first thing. Who gets your best? And it's like, well, I mean, I owe it to my clients. They're paying me. So, and it's like, well, let's be real here. Let's look at this. And my clients are incredibly important to me, but if they all went away, tomorrow, it's my family, that if I lost my family, I would lose everything. If I lost my kids, if I was even worse, if I was just disconnected from them. So my clients who are listening to this, I love you all. I am not wanting you to go away or anything. So please, like, let's continue the work. And the same thing is, you can't put your purpose, the outside purpose, above the first things. It's a part of it. Those skills that I have, those gifts and talents and strengths that God's given me, I get to use those with my family first. I get to, it's not doing my purpose and connecting with my people. It is all in one, and it's a ladder. It really is. And God's in the center, you know, the top of it. I was going to say center, but if it's a ladder, he's at the top of it. And then it's my people, my family, and then it's my work. And my purpose is threaded throughout. I could not be the mom my kids need if I didn't have the strengths and my patience is definitely, I need to boost that up a little bit. And I realize it's because my family's not an interruption to my purpose. They are my purpose. Another way of looking at this is, don't put your purpose and your doing above your why. It doesn't matter how amazing your purpose is and how fulfilling and how much impact you can make. When you look at your why, and I'm talking the why behind the why, I'm talking about the reason you get up. If you don't put that as your, if you don't pour into that before you do the doing, then the doing doesn't matter at all. And so as I am journaling today, as I'm reading and looking and like doing some soul searching about, okay, how can I shift things? How can I, I've gotten into the habit of doing some busy work, working like in my business instead of on it. Like, it's doing some things that aren't really necessary. And if I take those away, then I have plenty of time. If I can get really efficient and proficient and productive in my work time, I have more time for my family. And even as I say it, it's when I spend time with my family. And again, I'm not talking about hours and hours and hours, like spending 8 hours a day with my family. No one in this house wants that. But I can spend an hour with them. I can spend 2 30-minute blocks with them. I can it's making them feel like they are the work, like they are what's important. And I wanted to just encourage you today to look at your life. If you're feeling unbalanced, you're feeling like things are not going, like you're working really hard, you're busy and not getting anywhere. Are you misaligned? Have you made your family, or have you made the work something it wasn't supposed to be? Have you put your purpose above the outside purpose? I should have been more eloquent. I should have figured out. I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to go with this podcast and just wanted to speak from the heart. And I should have called it different things. So that way it's easy, but it's like your work purpose, your outside of your home purpose, which is incredibly important. You look at Christine Kane, you look at Lisa Turkhurst, you look at all of these individuals, Jen Wilkin and all of these really impactful women, Beth Moore, and these are just on those who are in ministry. Let's not even talk about those who are making an impact for the kingdom, not specifically in ministry, these other amazing women. And so that work on the outside, but that their work on the inside, their work on their family, their purpose goes deeper. And if all of that other stuff goes away, it's the family. If you had to choose, it's the family they would have chosen. And all those things are so important that they do. I mean, I really, Christine Kane and what she is doing with the trafficking. And honestly, that's something that I've been praying about of how can I support her? How can I support that cause? I have met women who have experienced trafficking, and listening to their stories and seeing the, looking them in the eyes and seeing their soul and seeing how such a beautiful woman they are. What Christine is doing is impacting generations from now. And she has to take care of her things. You have to do your purpose first, your home purpose versus your out of the home purpose. And God gave you a family for a reason. And if you don't have an immediate family, or if you don't have people at home, who is your primary responsibility? Who is the purpose, that initial immediate impact? I am called to impact my kids. And that's why I've been feeling that I've been out of balance, is because I have been putting them as the interruption instead of they are who I get to serve them first. And again, it doesn't mean that the first thing I do in the morning is serve them, because hey, they're sleeping. But it does mean that I can get more done in the morning before they wake up, and then give them that first time, and not just work time, like school time, but like time to sit and, have a cup of hot chocolate together. Or last night we played cornhole. We love playing cornhole, the four of us. Man, it is tight competition. The boys get us. We get close and then we choke at the end, but not for much longer. We're going to start practicing. We're going to start, Lindis and I are going to get together and we're going to just become ringers. But part of that is when you understand how to infuse joy into your purpose, that's your family. Again, I love what I do, and I am so grateful, and I am not planning. God is telling me, the direction he's sending me, and the insight and the highlights that he's been giving me, it's I'm really excited about where this business is going in the future. I am super excited about the direction it's going, and I'm also very nervous because it's out of my comfort zone. And it's also neat because I'm no, I can figure that out. I can do that. But it's not worth it if I don't have a relationship with my kids. And so I just wanted to share, I just wanted to share what's on my heart. If you're feeling out of balance, if you're feeling like you're being pulled in multiple directions, God knows we can't be at two places at once. He knows that we really aren't. We can't truly multitask. If you look at science, we really can't truly multitask. But what we can do is we can do put the first things first. We can follow his guidance. We can be in his steps. So that way we can experience it all and have it all. And we can live an impactful and fulfilling and joyful life. And we can feel like there is balance and we're aligned in what's important to us. And if you want to take steps, if you're ready to start, okay, what is my purpose? How do I live it? Which that's part of this, is it's the living it when you see that you put the first things first. And how can I thread my purpose throughout my life? If you're ready, like, sign up for my workshop. I would love to see you there. It's in May. The date just left me. I want to say May 9th. I want to say May 9th, which is a month from now, like a month from the day I'm recording this. But I'll put the link in the show notes. It's free. Come and hang out with me for an hour. Let's talk about how to discover your purpose and live it. Because just knowing it is not enough. Not just knowing what it is not going to bring you peace. It's when you get to step out and start making that part of what you do. That is when joy and impact and peace come with it. All right, friend, with that, I will see you soon. Choose joy until joy chooses you, and join my workshop. All right, catch you later. Bye.